You're the best agent for this job, Ethan. We need you.
I just want to spend a little more time with my daughter and my wife.
Why did you leave me and Mom?
There's no easy answer.
I was going to ask you to look after Zoe while I go to London for work.
I can handle it.
You have to make me a promise. Are you done? Are you really done working for them? You're sick, Ethan.
But I could offer you an experimental drug that might just give you your life back.
So I buy back my life. I hate killing for you.
That's the job. You have 3 days to kill.
Okay, here's the deal. After being a heartthrob, an awards contender, and a middle-aged actor trying to find his way, Kevin Costner has found a niche as the more mature movie star playing the father figure or gray character. 3 Days to Kill gives Costner a chance to become the action star again, playing a retiring spy who takes one last job to assassinate a terrorist while trying to reconcile with his estranged daughter and wife. Though the movie has some very uneven moments, and Amber Heard as his handler is about as ridiculous as her character from Machete Kills, the tongue-in-cheek tone of 3 Days to Kill can be a lot of fun. Working both as an action flick and as a dark comedy about a guy trying to relate to his teenager, 3 Days to Kill isn't terribly groundbreaking, but it's still quite entertaining. 3 Days to Kill gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.